Blog Talk Radio.
Today, because honestly, I am tired. I have been at work all morning, all afternoon, all evening. It's been just really, really just a long, long, long day. So I decided, the good little girl that I am, I still want to come online and, because the show must go on, even if it goes on for 30 minutes. Now, I'm really excited today because I just crossed over high society. Yes, high society. Now, those who don't know, maybe think the same thing I did. When I first heard the name high society, first thing I thought was they were just a bunch of stuck-up broads. Yeah, I said broads. A bunch of stuck-up chicks that basically had their nose in the air. You know, the ones that in high school, you weren't allowed to sit at their table, and you weren't allowed to talk to them because they were, they were the girls that nobody liked but wanted to be a part of it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, those girls. But I was pleasantly wrong. They are really some amazing women, some amazing sisters to me, and I'm so happy. I'm, like, ecstatic. I cannot wait to start my journey. Anyway, enough of that. Enough of that, because I could go on and on and on and on, and I'm sure that all of you want to hear something real fun, right? Well, look at this. Well, actually, can't look, but listen to this. This weekend was a long weekend. It was Father's Day. It was yesterday, of course, and it was a long day for me because my real-life father actually lives on a reservation in Florida, and I don't really talk to him as much anymore because our relationship has kind of gotten distant, so I don't really talk to him as much as I used to, and I have no one to blame for that but myself, but it is what it is, and I have no father in the second life, so therefore I don't, I don't have anybody in second life that I can actually deal with. So therefore, I'm sorry, I'm getting someone who's asking me for my link. They don't realize that right now I can't even talk. If they would have just went on and just went to my page, then they could have had my link. See, this interrupts my day. This interrupts my night to talk to you. So I'm going to have to put on music because right now my head is turned to the side because my battery is about to die on my cell phone. And since has it plugged up and I can't really talk, my head's to the side. I'm like leaning almost off the bed. And, yeah, it's just not fun for me right now that I got somebody that's asking me for my link. I'm going to put some music on because right now it's not fun for me.
I'll make music to numb your brain.
music.
Right the way. New young love the beat in the box. Breezy tonic, fresh like rain. My beat man's cool, he's the freakiest fox. Bang a fox singing on my coat, rock singing on my chain. And that's how you know I've been hunting the game. Bang.
Okay, I'm back. Have you ever been in a position where as soon as you get on air, you're getting a lot of people that are hitting you up? I mean, seriously, I've got, and I'm not kidding you, I've got actually 6 people in my box now. A few of them are on Facebook, and then some of them are actually on the chat room here. It's like, for real? For real? I mean, yeah. Anyway, I'm trying to calm myself down before I just, like, go off on somebody. But let me tell you what happened to me this weekend. This is just really just some shit. Okay. So my next-door neighbor, I don't know if you guys heard me talk about her before, but she's a little bit of a weird one. She is the type of chick who, when she first moved in, like maybe 3 years ago, she moved in, and I shit you not, she moved in March. She had a full-fledged Christmas tree with lights, with the bulbs, the whole shebang. I'm not kidding you. I kid you not. A full-fledged Christmas tree. And the weird part about it is that when you would walk past her townhome, you could smell it. It smelled good. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying is that it was a live tree. Where the fuck do you get a live tree at in March? So my assumption is that she brought the tree from where she was living at, and yeah, right, and she brought it to her new home. Now, hey, I don't know, maybe there is some type of religion or something that, you know, you can have a tree, you know, year-round, I don't know. She finally got rid of the tree, and I tell you, I'm not kidding. She finally got rid of the tree of September of that same year. And then, of course, November, she got another tree. Now, this time, I don't know how long she kept the tree because she kind of kept her windows, kind of kept her blinds kind of closed, because I think she overheard me laughing about it one time to a friend of mine about her and her tree, and she just so happened to be standing outside of her townhome, and I didn't see her, and I just said some really like things like she was weird and that, you know, just the things I said to her weren't just really nice, but anyway, the funny part about it is that yesterday when I was coming home, she spoke to me. Now, mind you, she hasn't spoke to me before since then because of the fact that I'm sure she heard, you know, whatever. Anyway, she spoke to me. So I said, hi, how are you? She said, I'm fine. So she proceeded to tell me that she saw Diva, which is my cat, in my window. And I'm like, okay. So then she proceeded to tell me that, how did I get the color of my wall the shade it is. So for a moment there, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing looking in my window? Now, Diva, the place that she's in, let me try to explain to you. Where my townhome is made is that the door is to the far right-hand side. When you walk in, my right-hand side, my wall is a kind of a reddish color, kind of a dark red. Then the rest of the house is the rest of that room, which is the living room, is a neutral color. It's like a kind of a neutral beige color because I like the way that blend in. On that side of the wall is my big screen TV and my, you know, music and all that. And on the other side of the wall is my sofa, so forth. Now the thing is, the funny part about all this bullshit is the fact that if she's looking at Diva, the way the window is, she can't see my wall unless she basically is like truly like looking inside where Diva's at. So Diva gets in the window, of course, and she, you know, she's a curious kitty. So she looks out the window, but when you come near it, she basically kind of like acts like she wants to be bothered with you, when in reality the bitch could care less. She she's a scary cat, and I'll talk about Diva another day. But anyway, so my first thing was thinking, why are you looking in my window? What the fucking fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Why are you looking in my window? So I'm going to, I stood there for a moment, and I'm thinking, do I thank her for saying that my kitty was cute? Or do I cuss this trick out for telling me that she knows what color my fucking wall is? So I had to stand there for a minute. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to be cool about it. I'm going to be cool. So the first thing I did was like, thank you. You know, yes, Diva's a rare breed. She's a rare cat. I explained how I got her, you know, how she's such a joy for me to have now. Yik, 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 yak. And then all of a sudden she says, yeah, and your TV, what, how many inches is that screen? I was like, you know how you turn around? And all of a sudden you think, this bitch is looking at my motherfucking window and I need to comment on it. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Yeah. Fuck all the nice. Fuck it. I said, you know what? Have you been looking in my window? She's like, well, no, I haven't. No, stop. No, you're full of shit. Have you been looking in my window? No, I actually happened to pass by, and I saw the cat. And when I saw the cat, I just happened to see. So, okay, now, if I'm going to take a picture of my townhomes, you can see. There is the walkway, and then there's dirt, a little dirt, and then there's a flower bed, and then there's two trees, and then is the window. So she had to proceed to walk in the dirt, walk over my fucking flowers, obviously, and she had to get her fucking fat little troll ass on my window and look inside. Now, mind you, I keep my house clean, so that part doesn't bother me, but it does bother me that your fucking ass is trolling and looking in my shit. That does bother me. It bothers me a lot because I'm not like that. When I pass by someone's door, I make sure that I look the other way because I would prefer not to look inside their home, because to me it's a matter of respect. Even if you have your door open, even though people are curious, and trust me, I'm a curious person, I am, and I am tempted sometimes to look, but I make sure that I don't, because even though you have your window, your door open, you have that type of respect where you shouldn't have any, you have to worry about somebody looking in your shit. You shouldn't have to worry about that. So I had to catch myself for a minute. So I came in the house, I called Angel, and I told him, and he thinks the shit's funny. He thinks I'm overreacting. I hope he's listening, which I know he is. He thinks I'm over, oh, babe, with his deep voice, oh, babe, come on now. I'm sure it wasn't that bad. Come on, boo, boo, babe. You overreacted, babe. Come on now. I'm like, you know what, Angel? Bye-bye. We have no more to talk about. If you're not going to be my cheerleader with this, so I hung up. So I proceeded to go back outside and look to see if my garden had been tampered with. You know what I'm saying? And sure enough, there is footprints. And a few of my delicate little roses have been curved down and are facing the ground. Now, I had to catch myself because I had to think, okay, am I really this crazy of a chick that I would go and knock on this broad's door and go, you know what you did to my garden? Or do I just remain cool and calm and collective and just replant? So So I had to sit there. Have you ever heard the music that doom, 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 doom? That was going through my mind. I mean, you know, what do I do? What's the dilemma? Do I act like a lady, and just act like it didn't happen? Or I become the bitch that I can be and go there and knock on her door and just lose it? Whew. So I had to have a come to Jesus meeting with myself, because it was Sunday and it was Father's Day. And she did have a gang of people at her house, and I didn't. So I'm thinking, if I go there and try to like act like I'm Miss Black, maybe her family will kind of like beat my ass or something like that. And Diva, being the little weak-minded kitty cat she is, ain't like I got a pit. She would probably close the door with her paw. Oh, sorry. Door's closed. She can't get in. So I was cool about it. I was cool. So this morning, on my way to work, she's outside getting in her raggedy ass Mercedes, raggedy. And she tells me, now listen to this, can you tell me where you got that paint from or who did it for you? I'm like, this bitch is treading on motherfucking water. I see her rising up and being Jesus right now, walking on water, because she got the nerve to actually ask me. So I whooshed again, and I turned around to her, and I said, you know, my brother is the one who did the wall, and I don't really know where he got the paint from. I just told him what paint I wanted, and he got it. So, yeah, I don't know. So then, then she says, well, can I have your brother's phone number, or can you ask him? I'm serious. This is a true story, people. Or can you ask him? So by this time, I look at my watch, and I'm already like, what, 2 minutes late from going to Starbucks. 2 minutes late from going to get my coffee and going to work. So before I knew it, before I got to my Lexus, before I opened the door, before I sit my ass in those hot seats that are leather, that I should not have bought the car in the first place with leather seats. Jesus, I live in California in the summer all the time here, and I bought a Lexus with leather seats after Angel told me, babe, don't buy a Lexus with leather seats. You know you live in California. So I had to hear all that every morning when I sit my fat butt in that seat, thinking I'm J-Lo, thinking I'm Beyonce, driving down California streets with a hot butt. That's another show. Before I put my key in and turned off my damn alarm, I turned around and said, bitch, the next time you look through my window, I'm going to plant your motherfucking head through it. I don't know where that came from. I don't know why I said it. All I know is that it just came out, and she stood there, and I was like, did I just say that? And if I did I say it out loud? And if I did, I meant it, but damn. I'm telling you people, I don't know what came over me. It could have been lack of coffee. It could have been the fact that I knew once I got in that car that my buns were going to be heated. I don't know. She stood there, and the look on her face was a Kodak moment. It was like, wow. This chick actually said this to me. And I did. I mean, I don't know why I said it, but I did. So I got into my car, and I tried to ignore her because she was still standing there, like, I guess, in shock that I said it. So I rolled down my window and told her at insult to injury, and you have a nice day. So I backed up and thought, if this was the hood, if I was still living in South Central, or if I was still living in Long Beach, Compton, where we kind of grew up a little bit, and then we like moved on up and went to the suburbs, I'll tell you about that on another show, we would have been probably fighting. But I proceeded to back out, and she was still standing there. She turned her body towards me to make damn sure that I had eye contact. And I'm sitting here like, this can't be good. What's going to happen to me when I get home? Is she going to, like, do something to me? So I'm telling everybody right now, when I came home, she had her door open. She slammed her door as I passed by. I got the giggles from that, and I got the giggles really loud because I'm thinking, fuck you. You can't beat me. So I proceeded to walk into my home. So I'm telling you right now, if I come up missing, if you don't hear from me in a few days, don't think I took a Facebook break. Don't think I took a Second Life break. Don't think I took a break. For my real life friends who are listening, if I don't show up tomorrow at work, if you don't talk to me, then please, by all means, call the police. Because honestly, at this point, she's crazy. And I should have known better. Anybody that has a fucking tree in their house, a Christmas tree that's lit with candles in March, and they just moved in, then something is really wrong with them. And I should have just kept my fucking mouth shut. I'm scared. I need to go get bread tonight, and I fear that she's going to blow my car up or something. She's one of these chicks that I could see doing that. I am so serious. I may sound like I'm joking, but wow. Angel, baby, if you don't hear from me anymore, then you know what happened. I'll email you her name. That way I'll have proof. Seriously, I'm telling you, I think the bitch is crazy. I think she is fucking insane. She looked in my window like, really, who does that? So now what I'm going to have to do is start putting Diva, and this is so fucked up, I'm going to have it where she's not in the window anymore. So that means I'm going to have to lock her up upstairs. She usually has free will of the house. I usually let her go, and she goes around the house because this is her home. Now I'm going to have to put Diva up somewhere, and I'm going to have to get another lock at night. Now, I'm sure, you know, that she probably won't do anything to me tonight, so I think I'm kind of safe. You know, I'll probably be okay tonight, but I don't know about the days to come. And plus, her family's there, and her family, they don't look too nice either, so I'm a little bit like, kind of like nervous, like really nervous. All bullshit aside, the chick is really crazy. Now, as far as me being scared of her, that's bullshit because I'm not no fighter. I'm not going to sit here and fight nobody. Somebody tries to come through my house, they don't have to worry about me fighting them or scratching them and all that bullshit. They don't have to worry about all that because after I come up with my 357, that's all I need. If I don't know you coming in here and you coming in my shit, then I'm sorry. But as far as I'm concerned, once you walk through that threshold, you're a danger to me. You're a danger to my well-being, and you're a danger to my cat. Yes. Now, true enough, where I live at, it is secured. It's gated community. It's secured. It's not like you can just get in here. You can't. But still, hey, I don't know. It could be a zombie apocalypse one night. The zombies could make it and get through here, and then what am I supposed to do, let the zombies come in and get me? No, I'm going to shoot first and ask questions later. And then when I'm on the stand, like I said, my boss is a good boss. When I'm on the stand, I'm going to be saying, oh, my God, you know what happened? I killed the zombies. I thought it was a zombie. I had no clue. I know. My imagination went wild. I know, Judge. I know. Oh, my. And I'll cry and I'll do all that bullshit to get off. I will be leaving. Trust what I tell you. Once I get through acting and I get through falling out and screaming and kicking and acting like the zombies, I thought people were really zombies because I was watching it and I went to sleep and I was startled by whoever came through the door. Please, I'll get off with a slap on the wrist. Please believe me, I am not going to jail, not behind the zombies apocalypse. And that's something else, too. We're going to talk about that maybe next week and week after. Who believes in zombie apocalypse? Who believes in it? Do you think that that's a possibility? Do you think that could really happen? That there could really be zombies? I mean, if you are a biblical person, you believe in the Bible did say the dead would walk the earth. Now, what's dead that could walk the earth? Ah, zombies. Zombies. Now, I'm telling you, I am honestly going to do a zombie show. And for all of you who believe in it, please, please call in and let me know what you believe in as far as zombies, because I believe that that could happen. And if it does happen, we all know that as smart as I am, they want brains. I'll be one of the first to go. I mean, why not? They want brains. My neighbor has not a goddamn thing to worry about. They'll probably pass by her house and laugh. Me, they'll get me. They'll get me, and they'll get Diva. Trust me, my cat's smart too. They'll get both of us. They'll get me first and Diva second. If I'm lucky, they'll get Diva first, and then I can be able to run. Anyway, I promised you 30 minutes. I gave it to you. That is my story. If you have anything to tell me, please do. You know how to hit me up. Sugarlicious Me. I am on Facebook. I am Sugarlicious Me at yahoo.com. Real quickly, my live show in the grid, on the grid, will be very, very soon. I'm actually going to be launching it soon. My brother will be doing a flyer for me. That's right. He'll be doing a flyer for me. So soon I'm going to be launching my show, my live show and game, and also on YouTube. And for those who don't play Second Life, you know, you can still go ahead and watch it on YouTube. It will be there for you to view. Also, just to let you know that here's a little plug. TNT are looking for some real men to join TNT. So if you have any questions or anything, hit me up or hit up one of the brothers in TNT. If you go to my link, you'll see it. So, yeah, that's there. But anyway, I'm going to leave. I haven't eaten anything all day. I'm starving. I'm starving. I'm so hungry. Oh, my God, I'm famished. Anyway, love you all. Thank you so much for listening to me. I know you guys were probably bored, but hey. That's my life. What can I say? Ah! Anyway, sugar kisses, okay? Everybody take care. Till next time.